If God gives you more when you give what you have, you always have the recognition of his goodness. You know, you don't need, this is so much fun. Seriously, I want you to try this. You don't need a word of knowledge. You don't need a prophetic word. You can be at the restaurant and you're like, well, they said we should pray for people, but I got nothing. I don't know. I don't know where to start. Just grab somebody who's breathing. And say, and say this, hey, did you know that God is good? Because his word never returns void. The moment you declared that God is good, you set them up for an encounter with his goodness.
Come on.
You just painted a big bullseye on them, right? That prepare them because he can't ignore that declaration. And usually you say something like, hey, did you know God is good? And they'd be like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
That's the same as saying, tell me some testimonies.
Yeah.
Turn to somebody and say, can it really be this easy? The answer is yes. That's like saying, tell me some testimonies, and the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So now you just set them up for an encounter with his goodness, and you prophesy the testimony of the Lord to them. Oh, man. Now it's so easy at that point, right? Still no word of knowledge. You're just like, hey, do you have any pain in your body? You have so set them up at this point already, they're like, well, I got a bad knee. You're like, check it out right now. Wait, what? What did he just say? Check it out right now. Why? Because it's impossible for him to come and not have good things happen. Psalms 104, it says, he rides on the wings of the wind. Your very declaration that God is good, he comes on that. In the testimony, you're releasing the spirit of prophecy. He comes on that. God's already there. Hey, just check it out right now. They're like, wow, is this, you're like, how's it feeling? They're like, oh, it's a little bit better. You're like, that's amazing. Do you know what that means? They're like, what? That means God's touching your knee. And then whatever you give thanks for in the kingdom.